So we truthfully, part of what we're going to speak about today, we spoke about last year before Rosh Hashanah. But we were focusing more on another part of this year. And I wanted this year to discuss the idea of the tkiyos, the musaf. Really, this year, this week, and next year, I want to speak about the nusach tefillah that we have in Rosh Hashanah. Especially that this year, many people are going to have different minyanim, right? Due to Corona, not everybody is zeichet to come back to shul. Some will have outdoor minyanim. And just to know what is important, what are we focusing on, what are we doing? So the focus of the shiur today is regarding the nusach hatfilah, the big nusach between the difference in Ashkenaz and Sfarad when we daven musaf Rosh Hashanah. We know, everybody knows, the difference, big difference between Ashkenaz and Sfarad is, do you blow shofar doing shtilah Shmoneh Esrei, doing the quiet Shmoneh Esrei? Nusach Sfarad and Ashkenaz both do the tkiyas before davening, and that's called tkiyas de miyushav, as we spoke about in length last year. Then there's tkiyas doing chazaz hashatz, and the tkiyas doing chazaz hashatz, when the chazm repeats the davening, that's called tkiyas de miyumut. And that's another third tkiyas, as we'll see in a moment. And then the question is, do you do tkiyas in the middle when you have the shtilah Shmoneh Esrei, you have the quiet Shmoneh Esrei, do tkiyas or not? Nusach Ashkenaz does not do it, and Nusach Sfarad does do it. So I want to see today what's the source of it, and what do we do when we don't know what to do. So let's start with the following. The Gemara tells us over here in Rosh Hashanah, I can't see it so clearly actually, let me just put this out, around. The Gemara says, Lama Toikim, we're talking in the middle of the first line over here. Lama Toikim Rosh Hashanah. Why do we blow shofar in Rosh Hashanah? Someone, well, Lama Toikim, what do you mean why are you blowing shofar? Rachmana Almighty, Rachmana said to blow shofar. El Lama Mirin, why do we do trua? So the Gemara again, Mirin, Rachmana Almighty Zichra trua. It's again Pasuk. Why do you do with kiyas twice? Once doing before Shmoneh Esrei and once doing Shmoneh Esrei. You do it in order to be arbeiv zasot. That's why we have both. And we discussed in previous years that the big machlokes we showed you what's the main kiyas. Is the first kiyas or the kiyas the meumot? Most we showed you agree that the main kiyas should be the kiyas the meumot. The tkiyas that we do during Shmoneh Esrei. Okay. Taisus over here on the spot in writing Rosh Hashanah says, he says over here the following. He brings the Aruch and he says the following minute. He brings the Gemara that we just read over here and he says like this, the third line in Taisus number two. Uva Aruch Birish Shayusi Kishbish Aruch Erev Dehalin, whatever, that's where it is. He says the following. The Machmer Yidu Chumrah. You do 30 before Shmoneh Esrei. Another 30, still a Shmoneh Esrei when you're quiet. Shloishim. What happened over here? Do it like this, everybody can see. So at 30 that you do quietly. And you have Shloishim, says the Tais over here brings the Aruch. For Shloishim, I'll say there, can I get me up here? Then you have 10 in the end. So Tais really brings over here that Aruch tells us that Tkiyas you do, Tkiyas before Shmoneh Esrei, Tkiyas doing Shtil Shmoneh Esrei, the quiet Shmoneh Esrei, and Tkiyas doing the Chazal Shatz. So I have over here the Aruch tells us you do kiyas doing shtilah Shmoneh Esrei. And he does the chesed when you get to 100. That's what Tosafot says over here. Now, last year, we went in this year to the big discussion that we're showing. What exactly do we do for the kiyas? How many kiyas do we do when we're doing the in Shmoneh Esrei? It's a discussion. Do you do the ones, do you do all 10 like we do? Do you do some of them? Not going to go into it today. Just what I want to point out is when you look at the tour also over here tells the same thing. The tour number three brings this minute. So the tour says in number three over here, you should do the whole Seder of Tkiyas should do in every one, and Malkir, Zechariah, and Shafriz. And then he says, he brings the Aruch, V'ayin Machmir, took me Shloishi Kedei Asrin, and you do 30 before Shmoneh Esrei, Shloishi Belachash, V'Shloishi on the Seder. So he brings the minute to do it, also doing Shtila Shmoneh Esrei. Right? Very clear. That's what the Torah says. In the Shulchan Aruch, we don't find it. The Shulchan Aruch, first of all, brings a whole different minhag, and number four over here, what do we do doing Shmoneh Esrei? Which type of Tkiyas? He says, Matzah Shleit Tzibah Tefillah, he goes back in Tefillah, the Toikim al Seder Abav, Abrochos, the Malchus, the Shrat, the Malchus, the Shrat, the Shrat, not going into the minhag, exact, that was the Shir last year. What exactly was the amount of Tkiyas do you do in Musaf? Let's leave that alone for now. And he brings another minute, but he doesn't mention blowing, doing still a Shmoneh Esrei, doing quiet Shmoneh Esrei. All he says is you blow, doing Chazal Tashatz. Right? Even the Ramah that brings over, you have Baal Yeshua, should take Tashas, Machas, Pamachas, Chazachos, Chazachos, it's just talking about which type of Tkiyas do you do. Do you do Tkiyas, Shorim, True, Tkiyas? Do you divide them, as we spoke about last year? But there's no mentioning over here to do it doing Shtila Shmoneh Esrei. Furthermore, when you look at the Shulchan Aruch and Seif Beis, Shulchan Aruch says, Yachid Einu Mafsid Kala Brochus. And the individual's David doesn't stop to do Tkiyas. Phil Yeshu Mishit Kala, even someone is blowing for him. And I'll take him to Kala, you do Tkiyas Shur before he davens. She's about, no, so the answer to Kala, you don't blow again. Now, Habit Shulchan Aruch over here is not talking about the Tzibur, he's talking about an individual on his own. But the Shulchan Aruch does say, Seif Aleph, you do Chazaz Hashatz. See, base and the individual on his own doesn't do Tkiyas Shofar. There's no mention there's any Tkiyas Shofar when the Tzibur is davening quietly. You don't have in the Shulchan Aruch. We're not going to go into the Seder of the Tkiyas. The Garden over here, number 5, just goes on to tell us what is the order, what's the reason we do each one in this order. Okay. Why we do it? But the Mishnah over here, number 6, says over here, he brings our minuk, and that's what he says, and he also does not mention anything here that you do it in Shtila Shmoneh Esrei. The Mogen Avraham tells us in number, because I don't have the big screen, right over here, number 7, the Mogen Avraham says, number 7, Yesh mikoyim shenoegim litkoa kishitpan bilachas. Some places you do tkiyas shofar when you daven shtila Shmoneh Esrei in the quiet Shmoneh Esrei. Ve'ein linoye ken lechatchila. So here's what Gemara Darshan says. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't mention it. There's some people who do a minute to do in shtila Shmoneh Esrei, but you should not do that. Lechatchila says the Magen Avraham, don't blow shofar in shtila Shmoneh Esrei. The Shulchan Aruch Harav, right? The Baal HaTanya, which is the Chassidish Chabad. Let's see what he says. Halacha lemaaseh. So first of all, he brings over here because he fills Musaf v'tzibur tigachol nitkoya. He goes through the tkiyas, and then he says here the second line. V'lefi number 8 over here. Lefi shetfilas Musaf belachash when you daven quietly. Kol echol ve'echol ispar laach, which was daven for his own. Then nochem misayim b'koyis to b'shash chaver misayim. You don't do one for another. Lefikach ein toikim b'tfilazu. You do not blow in quiet Shmoneh Esrei. Kamo shein toiki beyachid. The same way, that's what the Shulchan Aruch, that's what he brought the Shulchan Aruch. The same way individual doesn't do tkiyas shofar for his own, you also don't do tkiyas shofar when you have individual davening together. When you have a tzibur davening together quietly. He says the same thing. Kamo shein by el matin et koyat shechzor shas atfil, as the way the chazor shas does it, some do both. So Shulchan Aruch tells us over here, you do not do in Shtila Shmoneh Esrei like the Mogen Avraham. That's what he says. So we find over here again, the Tur brings this minute. The Tosis quotes the Aruch that says it. The Shulchan Aruch does not, the Mogen Avraham and the Shulchan Aruch both tell us, do not blow doing Shtila Shmoneh Esrei. The Avnei Nezer, number 9, has a few tshuvas about it. And interesting enough, there was someone that asked him, send them questions to the Avnei Nezer, and they basically were trying to push that the minhag of the Chassidim is, which is Nusach Svarat, is to blow ki a shofar doing shtilah shmoneh esrei. So they're saying, let's force everybody to do it. And the Abnei Nezer's whole mahalach is, no. Yes, there's a minhag of chassidim to do it, but if you don't have that minhag, don't do it. If you look at Abnei Nezer number 9, we're going to see a few quotes from the two different shuvahs. He has another shuvah about it. He says the following, Sarek Dover is a pashut, the chevei lo nikra le b'chazos ha-shatz. The main kiyas shayfer is the little shatz, not when individuals are tavening, but still shmoneh esrei. And then he says that derech meshumah mikol tzad mirshol shelo yitkalei belachash. Kumosh kazev a Rambam. He says a tur shchanot tur. The end he doesn't say it. So also the Abin Nezer, right? The Sachat Shavar says the main minig do not blow shofar doing shtil shmoneh esrei. That's what he says. And then he brings that there's some young chassidim that they think they can do to dominate. And they think it's the Iker Chassidus. And he says, that's not the Iker. Other Rabbi, you don't have to down to doing Shtil Shmoneh Esrei. And he says, he says, B'yoisi Rav, Prekreshtevin, whatever, I don't know, I even read the name of the city. He says, I used to daven only in the top Shmoneh Esrei, Achloi Nitkar Belachash. He ends over, you don't do Belachash. And then he says over here in the next Shuvah, he says the following, what about the fact? What about the minhag chassidim to do it? So he says like this. Elohim ha'gan Avraham, kol sefer tchila ein l'dinig l'tkoya b'lachash. V'harav zal milad, yishukhano ha'rav, poz m'shukhano ha'rav shaloi, mikol makoyim, hu atzma yatakeya b'lachash. He says like this. I know the shukhano ha'rav, paskin not to daven, but not to do b'lachash, but his own minhag was to do tkiya shere b'lachash. He did do it. And he says, even though shukhano ha'rav, he says differently, so he says the following this. Borhu Mishum. Shabal Shantoi Vitalmidov Kivnu Bekabonasa Ariza. So Pida Ariza, you should blow shofar belachash. You should. But it's a Pikabonasa Ariza. Pikabolo. Al Ken, what to lead Palel Benusachari? Kamsha Shlokos Kurosayu Yuhu Chavan, Komoko Fiminoka, they even according to Nisachashkas, you still can do it. Hemlin Yuhu Begak, they want to go with the Ariza who says to Davin, blow shofar and still shmoneh esrei. V'akor shochanor pasak in the ruba shein l'mshach b'skos ha'ari. Shochanor, I mean even shochanor harav, says most people don't have kavanas ha'ari. They don't know what they don't have kavanas ha'ari. They don't have kavanas. So for them, don't do doing still shmoneh as the main name minik. Uba shetav v'talmido v'harav zetzal nehem ayutoykim belachash ubezen ishtal shel atalmidim v'talmidim teim shabo anoshim shutim kelo yishanim megabrasim. Says the minik comes because that's kabbal. If that's not the main meaning of Pialach. And then he goes on, but he says, Dafka them, that they know how to do Kavanas Ha'ari, you should do it. If not, don't do it unless that's the meaning of your shul. But if not, you should not daven doing Shtil Shmoneh Esrei. That's what Abnei Nezer says. Now, the Mu'adim Zman here, Sternbuch, has a beautiful simon to explain the two minhagim. And mainly he says that we have a Gemara, which we worked on a lot last year. The Gemara says that the main way to daven Musaf is to daven Musaf with the Tkiyos together. Tkiyos and Brachos. It's a discussion. Tkiyos and Brachos me'akva zu or not. In other words, do you need to have both in order to fulfill the mitzvah? The Gemara concludes that you don't. You could do the Tkiyos alone. You could do the Brachos alone. For example, if someone cannot blow shofar, he davens shmoneh esrei alone, even at tzibur. Let's say a tzibur does not have a shofar. They do the shmoneh esrei without a shofar. I mean, for us this year will be Shabbos. Hopefully that's what we'll speak about next week. You have Rosh Hashanah that falls on Shabbos. We don't blow shofar, we just do shmoneh esrei. You can do that also in a regular time, you don't have a shofar. But the Iker mitzvah is to have both together. He brings some who's showing that even say that it's the Ikuv. So he says, the Mele, that's the reason that some are makpid to do it even in Shtil Shmoneh Esrei, even without the Kabbalah part. Even Pi Halacha, because the main way to daven Shmoneh Esrei is to daven with the Tkiyos Shofar. The Shmoneh Esrei Musaf. So therefore he says, if you look at the year number 10, in the first paragraph, he says, Umiko mitzvah miyuchedet tekrabi l'shona l'abrochas dakot, they have Tkiyah with the brochas. Five mitzvah umikrim l'ki shetogia asa l'abrochas. The makpid zed zed, need to be together. If you blow only when you do chazos hashatz, matzu shenakol shoyimim kol tefillah. Some don't hear the davar, don't hear chazos hashatz. They have it kiyas bli brachas. It's kiyas without brachas. Okay, Shofir Nagul Yitkosh Shepayim Yachad Belachash Shaz Bevada Yoytzim Kedim. Kamay Mitzah Dezu Akol Parim. So says the Rambam is Magen, the reason why there's a minig not only with Kabbalah, even with Halacha, is you want to make sure that your Tkiya Shefer is what? It's going on until we get to that your Tkiya Shefer is included in the Shmon Esrei. So that's what he says, that's the idea. Now, the other side, so the Rav Shteinbuch, something that we learned when we learned Hilchos Tefillah B'Tzivur. And the Rav Shteinbuch explains the following. There's two types of Tefillah B'Tzivur. There's Tefillah Ima Tzivur, and there's Tefillah HaTzivur. Or Tefillah B'Tzivur, and Tefillah HaTzivur. There's davening the Tzivur together, and there's davening that you have many individuals davening together. It's two different davenings. Says the Rav Shteinbuch, the reason that the sheet is the old, you cannot blow shofar doing shtilah shmoneh esrei, is because you're not a tzibur. You have tefillah bet tzibur, you're davening with a tzibur, but it's not tefillah hatzibur, it's not a davening of the tzibur. Tkiyah shofar and musaf needs to be davka where you're davening the tefillah of the tzibur. That's what he says in the next paragraph. That's why only tefillah of the shatz you have. So you may know that's really the source of these two minhagim. You see the pikabalah, there is a pialacha, the way Adi was banning, two different stories. Do you do it during Shmoneh Esrei? Do you do it during Shmoneh Esrei? Do you do it during Shmoneh Esrei? Now, there is, the Rav Shteinbuch has another tshuva. And also many speak about this following thing. What happens if you need to make a decision what to do? You have now two groups of people. Some people have the minute to daven, to say the kiyas during Shmoneh Esrei. Some have the minute to do it or not during Shmoneh Esrei. What do you do? So in number 11 over here says the Rosh Hashanah, we read this last year. It says, Nishalti mekilo, sheyesh machlokes, im litkoyet belacha shalom. Machlokes, what to do? Again, this year could be very negalamaisa because, you know, many people have outdoor minyanim and they have to figure out which nusach they're going to do. So do you do tkiyas shofar or not? So he says, Eilu tuanim minyag avasem biyadem, Eilu tuanim shechoshim lehefsek, what should you do? So he says the following, the daisik is shetoyki vidatzen shetis a place with litkoyah belachash. If you do blow during Shtilah Shmoneh Esrei to be Yotzei Din, v'lim noyah mechlokes, ain chzash efsek. It's not a efsek. Because do yikidin. He says, even though according to halacha, there's also a reason to do belachash. And he says, even Rav Chaim Brisker used to hear belachash when he was young. And he brings also that, he brings other Gdolim did it. And then he says, v'lidon atakon alakar rabbi priskim yaldish to him belachash, the kar aloy godol asholim big peace. Some people that don't blow during Shtilah Shmoneh Esrei, they feel they're not yaitzi the mitzvah. They feel they're missing out. For erasing the curse of Baruch Gavlachash, to do it also Balachash. In other words, we don't have an issue, says Rav Shteinbuch. People that want to do it, you're not, there's no problem to do it during Shtilah Shmoneh Esrei. No problem, even though maybe, according to some, that's not the main kiss. There's no problem to do it, so you can do it as well. That's what he says. But there is one big enough kamina over here, if you do it in Shtilah Shmoneh Esrei or not. And the question is like this. As of now, what do we get to? We get to there's two big minhagim. Really, the minhag Ashkenaz and Misfar, they both have what to rely on in terms of ready for the Rishonim. Do you blow doing Shtilah Shmoneh Esrei or not? And we don't really have an issue of blowing the Shtilah Shmoneh Esrei, even the ones that are nearing Nat. Now, there is a big machlokes between the Biskurov and the Chazon Ish in general. When you're blowing in Musaf, do you need to hear does there have to be mamish with the brachas or not? The Biskurov holds that if you don't hear the Chazor Sashat, every word of the Chazor Sashat, so then you're not yoitze the tkiyas, I'll say their brachas. You're not doing tkiyas with the Musaf. Because you do the kiyas on your own. But kiyas need to be together with the brachas. If you don't hear every word that you're saying, every word of the chazan, so then you're not yoytzer. So we mentioned here the briskers, they're very makbid. Then there should be no hefsek doing chazot shatz of musaf, no singing. Because if you sing, you can't hear the chazan. And they hold, if you don't hear every word of the chazan, so you're not yoytzer. It needs to be mamish together. The kiyas of the brachas have to be together. That's here. If you want to see just a few lines, read number 12. the Briskov says, יש להם דמי מחד יקרס במקום שיש בו ציבור לשמוע את קירס על הסדר, פשוט דהיין זה על הסדר, if he prison did not daven with him, he went in the middle, he's not yoytze, כבר שלא יספר עם הציבור. והחינם יתפל עם הציבור ולשום הברוך האחס מן הברוך לשמונה עשרה, המקריס את תפילו, כבר דהיין לא יכול לצאת בתפילה זו, אין זה על הסדר. One thing you see over here, we're just talking about the brachos of the daven, according to the Briskov. Now, if you have a piyut, if you're here, you're doing a minasana toikif, that's not part of the main bracha. That's not an issue. You don't have to hear that. There you could sing, even according to the briskers. But we're talking the main brachas. The main brachas, you have to hear every word. That's what briskers holds. Chazanish argues, Chazanish number 13, he says, here, Yesh la'ayin, echot shabal v'yisakres says, b'shas kiz, l'umumud, it's a brachas, shaloi shom, I didn't hear the brachas. Ikiyavim mitzav ashmi, do you hear it or not? Do you hear it or not? So he brings here a different thing. He discusses it. Briskers discusses this issue with the briskers. And he says, and then he concludes, he says, he is the messenger of the shliach. Tzibur is a shliach. Okay. And then he says, maybe we get to the end. The kevet shul b'shudum mitzvah tefillah shel hashat, last two lines. So it says the Chazanish, I don't have to hear every word of the Chazan. The Chazan is my shliach. If the Chazan is doing it, blowing shofar, doing that, you're fine. So I saw that someone was saying that if you hold that, like the Meradim Zmanim would tell us, that we blow doing shtilish when answering, because that's the way to do the musaf together with the kiyas. You know, let's maybe as a preview to this point. Everybody speaks about what happens when you die in Shtilish Shmoneh Esrei. Do you have to listen to the tkiyas? I'll say their brachas. Meaning, when do you blow shofar doing Shmoneh Esrei? After the bracha of Malchus, after the bracha of Zechorinus, after the bracha of shofars. What happens if a person is diving along Shmoneh Esrei and they're reaching the tkiyas when he didn't reach yet the bracha? It happens a lot. So the halacha is, it's just stop, listen, you're fine. The Avni Nezer himself says that he brings from many Hasidic Rabbanim, even the Gerer Rebbe, even the Sasemis, did the same thing. According to the Briskerel, that you have to mamish here together with the bracha, and if this is your main bracha, you're not yet to that way. So some want to say that you see that all these Hasidim that are going with this minhag, they're going with the Chazanish. That the Tkiyas Shefer doesn't necessarily have to be tied in exactly to the bracha. The problem is the Chazanish is saying it only for the Chazoras Hashatz. The Shlech Tzibur is doing it in the right order. And he is your Shliach. But if you're doing it for yourself, how do you do it then? How your Yoytz and the Tkiyas in that order? So seemingly it comes in the following. Based on what we learned, when you're doing blowing Shofar, doing Shtilish Shmonesa, why are you doing it? So there's basically two ways to understand it. When you're doing it through the Quiet Shmonesa, what the Chassidim do. From the Avni Nezer, it's mashma, that it's only a din, a pikabalah. To do it, a pikabalah, you do something, a pikabalah. It's not your main musaf kiyas. And that's why you hold that if that's not your minhag, you should not do it. Some have the minhags, and shtalshel, you know, the Kabbalah did it. They go with the Rebbes, they do what the Rebbes do. But that's not the main minhag. It's not din be'etzef to do it. The Mu'adim Muzvani or Shtarbach wants to say that's a din be'etzef. That it's a din al part of the musaf. Lechor, this will be the big afkamin. If you hold like the Briskerov, and Rosh Shabbat does hold like the Briskerov brings in, so you have to hear every bracha, it has to go together with the bracha. If you want to be yaitzim that cures the brachas, Lechor, you need to finish the malchus, the chorin, the shavis, these three brachas that the tkiyas go on, they need to be done, you have to do it together. If you do the tkiyas randomly, you're not yaitzim, now I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of attaching the tkiyas to the musaf. According to the Avni Nezer, you're not really attaching the kiss to the musaf. It's more pick a bullet to do it. So as long as you're already doing there, you're fine. But according to the Meradim Zmanim, I don't know if it's going to work. There's another very interesting afkamin between these two understandings, because the Shulchan Aruch here number 14 tells us we were oysted within last year in the halachas of kiyas shofar. Anybody wants to hear it, the shiurim on Torah anytime. He gave two shiurim on the basic halachas, the technical halachas of tkiyas shofar. How do you blow shofar? And there is one halacha that we learned. It's the following halacha, number 14 on the page over here. It says, Shloisha shvayim tzeich lazez v'nishim achas. You do shvayim, you have to do it in one breath. Aval, shloisha shvayim v'truot tashrat. When you do two, does it have to be in one breath or two breaths? Says Shulchan Aruch, shvayim tzeich lazez v'nishim achas. Some all you don't have to do in one breath. It can be in two breaths. Don't make it too much of a break. Some hold it do in one breath. We learned last year, what's the basis? Because why do we do Shvayim and Truah? Because we don't know what is the true of the Torah. When the Torah says true, does it mean two, or it means two? So we do both in Shvayim and Truah. So some Shvayim hold, if you do both, you have to do it in one breath. If you stop in the middle, maybe, because we don't know if it's either or it's both. So if it's both, you're doing one breath. Some all know you stop in the middle, because if you're doing one breath, you're not doing neither. So the Ma'aseh says, you're doing one breath or two breaths. What the Shulchan Aruch paskens? Says, Shulchan Aruch, v'yarei shemayim tzei dei kulam. Your shemayim should be yoytzei both. U'bet kiers demi yusha v'yasev v'shim achas. When you do tkiers demi yusha, tkiers before shvonet, before Mosef, doing one breath. Tkiers demi umed yasev v'shtei mishimus. When you're doing it standing up, then you do two breaths. That's what Shulchan Aruch paskens. The Ramah says there are minigs to do always two breaths, but L'maiseh, the Mishnebur says, Aloch L'maiseh, that we do it like a Shulchan Aruch, that kills the Miyush, you do one breath, kills the Me'umod, you do two breaths. Now the Shaila is like this. When I'm doing Shuneh, this is one of community you have, kills the Me'umod, in the Minagim, kills the Miyush, you do one breath, kills the Me'umod, you do two breaths. Now, when you do one breath or two breaths, you have over here a different minhagim as well. Because when I'm doing there's basically three ways we learned then last year to do the Shvayim Truah. You could do Shvayim Truah right away, or you do Shvayim Truah with a little break, without a breath, just kedei neshima, did I breathe in the middle? Or you do with a breath in the middle. Three ways to do it. What it means when you do it two neshivas, does it mean literally two neshivas? Or it means that you do a break in the middle. So I heard from some local rabbi over here that what he wants to do is then still a Shmoneh Esrei, when you do a Nusach Sfarad B'Tkiyas, when you daven Shmoneh Esrei quietly, so he's going to do the Shvayim Truah with a little break. And when you're doing Tkiyas of Chazos HaShatz, the one you're doing when Chazos HaShatz goes back, then he's going to do a little breath in the middle. Here in Lechur, what is he solving? He said, I'm doing Tkimis the Umar twice. I'm doing Tkimis the Umar. We have Tkimis the Umar. You should Tkimis the Umar. When I'm doing Tkimis the Umar doing Chazos HaShatz, and I'm doing Tkimis the Umar doing Shtila Shmoneh Esrei, doing the quiet Shmoneh Esrei, so I'm doing both. So if I'm doing both anyway, let me try to figure out all the Shitas. Here's the big question. When I'm blowing Shofar doing Shtila Shmoneh Esrei, doing the quiet Shmoneh Esrei, is that Kiyus de Me'umot? As the Gemara that we saw in the beginning of this year, Chazal established and do Kiyus quiet before Shmoneh Esrei, doing Shmoneh Esrei. When I'm doing Kiyus, doing still a Shmoneh Esrei, is that Kiyus de Me'umot? Or it's just a minig be'alma? He needed to pick a ball to do it. For example, just to clarify this question, Nusach Ashkenaz, what do we do? Nusach Ashkenaz. We blow Shofar doing still a Shmoneh Esrei 30 times. Then we blow Shofar doing, we blow Shofar before Shmoneh Esrei. Nusach Ashkenaz. Then you don't blow Shofar doing still Shmoneh Esrei, doing the quiet Shmoneh Esrei, but you blow Shofar Chazos HaShatz. So how many kiyus do you have if you do that? You have 60 kiyus. Okay? But we know the minhag is to have 100. So how do you get the other 100? After Shmusaf, you do another 30, and then another 10. That's what Nusach Ashkenaz does. These other 30 that you do in the end, is that Tkiyus de Me'umot? Clearly no. No. It's not clearly. It's not Tkiyus de Me'umot. It's just an additional Tkiyus of Minhag Be'alma. Right? We know that the sun that we're discussing, maybe this year because of Corona, you don't blow so many shofars. So many. So I saw that Rav Eshel Shechter said, you have to do 60. You have to do 30 Tkiyus de Me'umot. 30 Tkiyus de Me'umot, that you need to do. That's the main Minhag. That's a pre-rishon, you have to do it. Okay? What about the 40 then? It's a minute down to get to 100. If you're able to do it, gevaldik. But if you don't, is not even part of the main Nusach HaTfilah. That's Nusach HaAshkenaz. What about Nusach Sfarad? Nusach Sfarad within your Shmoneh Esrei, before, within the Shmoneh Esrei, you're getting to 90 kiss. 30 before you start Shmoneh Esrei, kiss the Mirushov. 30 doing Chazos HaShatz like Nusach HaAshkenaz. But then you add another 30 doing still Shmoneh Esrei. How do you categorize that? Is that just additional ones Minig B'Alma? Or that's part of Kiss the Mu'umat? So I think the main, it depends on the two understandings which you said. According to Abnei Nezer, the Chis of Pikabalo, you know, in your Pikabalo to do it. You want to add to the 100, not stop, you're really doing Tikkun of Pikabalo. Every Tikkun of the 100 is a big, big in you. A Pikabalo, you're doing it after that. But it's not that it's part of your must of Kiss. As Abnei Nezer said himself, you don't have Kavanah Sa'ari, don't do it then. That's what Abnei Nezer says. If you have to establish a new shul of his machlekes, you just don't do it during Shtil Shmoneh Esrei. So according to this, the kiss during Shtil Shmoneh Esrei is not kiss the mu'umot. It's just additional kiss. Nusach HaAshkenaz does it in the end of davening. Nusach Sfarad does it during Shmoneh Esrei. But according to the Shumas V'Anagil Kretar Shtayim of Sfarah, that you're doing during Shtil Shmoneh Esrei because that's the way to apply the kiss of the Musaf in the right way. That's Kiss the Mu'umat. That would be Kiss the Mu'umat. The big enough community will be, let's say a person says, I want to do the main 60, I'm not going to do the all 100. By Nusach Sfarad, do you have a main 60 or not? According to the Chuz HaNagas, Pashas not. All 90 are the main thing. You do 30 doing Shtil Shunez and 30 doing Chazal Shatz, because there's two ways to be Mekayim Tefillah of Musa with Kiss. One is doing Shtil Shunez, you're Mekayim some of the mitzvah, doing Chazal Shatz, the other mitzvah. You can't skip any one of the 90. According to Abnei Nezer, the 30 in Shtil Shmoneh Esrei is not the main kiss. That's what comes out of the Chura. And Mimele, it seemed like, I think, Shtarmuch brings it own way. Abnei Nezer, who is the Chassidisha himself, he's telling us that it's not really part of the main thing. According to that, for example, a person wants to skip it. According to Abnei Nezer, you should skip the kiss of the, if you use the Pelachash, again, only if it's a big necessity, not trying to say that's the suggested way to do it. But if there is what to discuss, there is to discuss over there, because the Shtil Shmoneh Esrei Pashas is not. Mainly, when a person wants to be Mekayim, he says, you know what, I'm going to come and do, that gives the Me'umad, I'll do somewhat like this, somewhat like that. Kur Dami Nezer, that kiss doing Shtil Shmoneh Esrei, not kiss the Me'umad. It's not that kiss that you yaitse the mitzvah of doing Musaf. It's not an additional kiss. There's no Indian to do with them. The main kiss the Me'umad is the kiss of Chazos HaShatz. Like Nusach HaAshkenaz, according to the Abnei Nezer, it's sort of the same thing. So therefore, all the chumras that we have to kiss the moment that we breathe, you should focus on the Chazos HaShatz, not Shtil Shmoneh Esrei, at least according to the Abnei Nezer. But this is basically the idea of these two main, minhagim that we have, the minhag of the blow doing Shtil Shmoneh Esrei, don't blow doing Shtil Shmoneh Esrei. According to what we learn now, according to the Abnei Nezer, at least, kind of struggle looks differently. According to Abnei Nezer, there's no real big machlokes between them. You have a minute to add more. Where do you add it? According to Nusach Sfarad, doing Shtil Shmoneh Esrei. According to Nusach HaAshkenaz, only in the end. And the Kabbalah is you don't treat it as a real kiosk, then mi'umot. Pesach Gomer Rabbi Yisai. So we'll stop over here. Be'ez Hashem, we'll have another shiur next week before we break for Shanim Kippur Sukkos. And if anybody wants to ask any questions, Bakasha. If not, we'll end over here. Call to Rabbi Say. Have a good day. See you next week, Be'ez Hashem. Regards to Eretz Yisrael.